Welcome to Bourbon, Beers, and Belvederes. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And I'm Jerry.
And today we've got some more whiskey to drink, more cigars to smoke, and some beer products to talk about. As always, we're starting with our palate warmers. Start top left there. Paul, what are you drinking on?
Well, to keep the theme of the show going, I decided to start with a rye. I'm going back to one of my tried and true everyday pours. Roulette Rye from Proof and Wood. Unapproved, 95.5, 3 year from MGP. I can get it around here for $23, and it is one of the best buys. So, pretty good. Holds up in old fashions and great straight.
Right on. Jerry, what do you got?
Another go-to budget rye, the Old Forester 100 rye. What, $26 or $24 for a liter if you can find it? Something like that.
It's damn good shit right there. It's one of my favorites. I went with Green River Rye. This is a 95 proof. It is distilled and bottled by Green River. So this is their distillate. So I do not know the mash bill.
Pretty sure it's 95.5.
I think so too. But it doesn't say on the bottle. And I didn't look it up because I thought that this is one of theirs that was made by MGP. Which absolutely would have been a 95.5, but clearly I failed to do my homework. So
I want to say, I could be completely wrong, but I want to say it's either 95.5 or 96.4, something like that.
Yeah, I think the 95.5 is right. I just can't be 100% sure because
yeah,
I'm a failure. So way to go, Adam. I've just been busy as hell and tired as fuck. My daughter's fifth grade trip to Chicago was this past week. We were out of town Thursday, Friday, and I came back yesterday. They just got back last night, but I drove. And so tired from the trip up there, and then I left yesterday at, they're in central time there, so I left at 2 a.m. their time and drove through the wee hours of the morning to get back to Lexington. So I could be here for a martial arts thing at 9 in the morning. And then that took about an hour. Some pretty heavy physical activity on top of being tired and having 2 5-hour energies pumped through my veins. So my heart was beating out of my chest and my hands were rocking back and forth. And then I had to leave and go to my other daughter's lacrosse game. And I slept terribly last night. So I'm just dragging ass and not mentally functioning properly, so I did forget to look that up. But it is a damn good whiskey, and I highly recommend it to anybody that's looking to get into rye. This one and the Old Forester are good places. Hell, that Roulette Rye is a good one to start with, too. I mean, none of these are... There's some rye there, but it's not like you're getting punched in the face with a loaf of rye bread or anything like that, which there are some of those out there, but it's really good. I enjoy it very much. Green River does good stuff.
Price on all of them, throw in, you know, mm-hmm. Jack rye, Jim Beam rye, Wild Turkey rye, the price on all of them for under $30. I mean, you can't beat those budget ryes.
It's hard to beat a rye whiskey anyway. You can ask Paul, our resident rye expert, because he lives up there in Maryland and pretty close to Pennsylvania, and lots of good ryes coming out of both of those places. Of course, the Sagamore, we've talked about them a number of times. And you see that oddly shaped bottle, it's, you know, made like that to catch your eye. And it does. Go ahead and buy you one because, yeah, it's expensive, but it's really fucking good.
Yeah, you can get their regular offering for $39.99, though. So if you're new to them, that's the one I recommend. But everything else they're doing is great. A couple of their experimentals have been a little weird, but for the most part, they're fantastic. So. But I'm interested to try this, one of the ones we got coming out of California here.
Yeah. Yeah, they do some good stuff. I've had their rye before, but not this particular one.
Yeah, I don't think I've had this one either. I like everything else they do, but I don't think I've had this one.
Well, let's get on it.
Yeah, this one's a good one. I've had their standard stuff, but this is the first one of their non-standard that I've had, and I'm a fan of it, big fan of it. Like Paul said, coming out of Cali. I probably should have done some research to figure out exactly where. Sonoma County. There it is.
Did you drive to California also, Jerry? Or did you drive to Chicago also?
No, I just put in a 36+ hour Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Fucking
hell. The last three hot games of the regular season before playoffs. So yeah, my mind's fried too.
I bet.
So yeah, coming out of Sonoma County, California, this is the Redwood Empire, the Rocket Top. This is their bottled and bond straight rye whiskey. And one cool thing about these bottles, or at least these bottled and bonds and the batch drinks that they do, is on the back of it, they got a nice little snippet of what's inside it. So this one's bottled and bond straight rye whiskey, distilling season, spring 2017. Bottling summer of 2022. Lot size is 55 barrels. This is batch two with a mash bill of 87 rye, 5 wheat, 5 malted barley, and 3 corn, aged for 5 years. So they have a nice little everything you want to see on the back of the bottle or on a bottle, the mash bill, how the age and all that stuff. So then it has a nice little snippet of a one season single distillery, bottled and bond, little act on there. So it's kind of cool to see that.
Yeah, I believe this label is their first, their own distillate, I believe. Right. I think everything
else. Yeah, I want to say the standard stuff's a mix of theirs, Indiana, and Kentucky, I think. Or at least their blue label, but their, I guess, blended whiskey. I can't remember the name of them.
Yeah, I think the Lost Monarch is their blue label, which is a blend of whiskeys. Emerald Giants, their rye, and Pipe Dream is the bourbon. And they were all being sourced while they were laying down stuff. And I think this one, and there's another label that came out with this one, I think it's a dark red or a maroon label that came out alongside this one that is their own distillate.
Yeah, it says distilled and bottled by Redwood Empire. So
what talk about a brand. Do what?
Batch 2.
Batch 2, yes. Yeah, when I was looking into this, because I haven't had a bottle of this, I got a different mash bill, so they added 1% corn from batch one, it looks like, because it said what I found, at least if the website that I looked up, it only had 2% corn in the first batch that they made, which was their first distillate. So it looks like they tweaked the mash bill a little bit.
Talking about a brand that has an eye-catching bottle, that bottle shape's nothing too special, but those labels are fucking killer.
Oh, illustration. The artwork on them are fantastic.
Yeah, and they do, it's all about the trees. For Redwood. I mean, it's in that Sonoma Valley area, and they name all of their bottles after tree names.
This one's the Rocket Top, and it says the Redwood Empire stretches from San Francisco to Humboldt Bay and onto the Oregon border. The region is home to majestic coastal redwoods, some more than 2,000 years old. The Partridge Forest in Humboldt Redwood State Park is the home to Rocket Top, a tree reminiscent of a 365-foot tall bottle rocket. This rye is complex and extraordinary as the tree it represents. Sorry, the label's kind of faded and scratched, so it's kind of hard to read some of those words. But yeah, it has a little, tells you what tree it's basically named after on the back of them too.
Yeah,
a lot of information on this bottle.
The website's pretty cool too. It tells all about the tree. If you want to get into that side of it. And another cool thing they do is for every bottle sold, plus a lot of other things that they do, they plant a tree. And I looked on their website, they got a little ticker on there. I looked at it this afternoon. It's up to 1.412 million trees that have been planted just by, supporting this brand. So that's a pretty cool thing.
I want the cast strengths, but they're insanely hard to get, for at least for me. I don't see them around here unless I see them on secondary. Can't get them shipped, but I want them. Jerry says they're good.
I've had the cash drink rye. That one was pretty damn good.
Well, I'll tell you the nose on this. I mean, that's rye bread dipped in honey. And that's all I get, but that's all I need. I get a little bit of citrus, like a teeny tiny hint of lemon peel on the back end of the nose, but it's basically rye bread dipped in honey, like I'm going to eat it that way, which actually I might have to try because it sounds pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I wrote down honey was the first thing I got, but I got like a graham cracker, which is that bready nose that you're probably picking up, but it's a little bit sweeter to me. But then there is that either a dried fruit or a lemon peel or something kind of bright on the back end of the nose.
Yeah, for me, that I get a little bit of citrus, but it's more, for me, it's more of like an apple peel. But yeah, that honey bready note is right there up front.
That's nice. Yeah, I'm ready to drink it.
You're behind.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. I definitely get the graham cracker on the, I'm sticking with the rye bread on the nose, graham cracker on the palate, some definite honey. What I like about this is I'm not picking up a whole lot of oak, which is something that I pick up in almost everything. So it's nice to get other things and not oak. I'm not getting the, maybe a little hint of tea, but not like I usually do. And maybe not even at all. That might just be a mixture of the sweet and the little bitty citrus notes that I am picking up on the palate. But you can tell that it's about 100 proof because there's no heat in your mouth, but you can feel a slight burning going down just a little bit. It's not too much. The finish hangs around. Some definite brown sugar in there too. That's nice. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think where you're getting that brown sugar for me, what popped in my head was like a butterscotch. The graham cracker or the breadiness is up front, but there's this like, it's not a caramel sweetness. It's more like kind of a butterscotchy for me, but then I get like some cinnamon. There's a little bit of mint in there too.
Yeah.
But that what I was getting on the nose, that dried fruit, almost like a dried cherry or something that's not like too sweet, but there's that, where you said like apple peels or something like that, like something that's like not super fruity, but there's a hint of it. I get there too, but the finish is great. A little bit of black pepper maybe comes in on the finish, but it's still super sweet. Cinnamon forward. It's got a great mouthfeel. Long
finish. Oh, the mouthfeel's fantastic.
Yeah, this is awesome. I really like this. How much did you say this bottle was?
I think it goes for like 70, 80 bucks, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, this is a buy all day long if you see this on the shelf. This is
fantastic. Yeah, it's been a while since I've taken a sip, and it's still making my mouth salivate. Like, it's sitting around forever. But yeah, I was going to say like a less sweet caramel, but butterscotch fits that a lot better than a less sweet caramel. But yeah, I get a good amount of that rye spice, and that I get a little bit more mint, I think, than I thought I would. But yeah, this is everything I would kind of look for in a rye. And I think you don't typically see wheat and rye together. There's only a few distilleries that I've seen with those two, and those two pair together, I think, to me, well.
Yep.
And I think that's what the nice sweetness in this is coming from.
Agreed.
Even though it's only 5%.
Right. It's only, but it's got to be coming because there is a sweetness in there.
It's a nice soft sweetness.
Yeah. And it's got to be coming from that little bit of wheat and corn, because it's not much. I mean, what, it's like 8% wheat and corn. That's it. So, I mean, it's just enough to be there to cut that, you know, I don't want to use the word harshness, but that rye spice. That
rye bite.
Yeah. Just enough to cut that where it's just, I mean, it's easy drinking. It's, yeah, this is fantastic.
Especially with that cigar.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys have been drawing on that cigar while you're drinking this whiskey, but if you exhale that cigar and take some of that whiskey in your mouth while you still have that cigar flavor in your mouth, that is, those things, that's a special pairing right there. That's going really, really well. Paul, what are we smoking, buddy?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this cigar actually goes perfect with this bottle because this cigar is right around $2. So this is budget friendly to cut the cost of that $70 bottle that we recommend you buy. We're smoking Trinidad Isia. I got this off of JR Cigars. There's a couple other places that sell it online, but I can't find an actual manufacturer of it. But Trinidad Isia it's an old school bargain brand. It's been around for a while. It's Nicaraguan. This cigar, they say, pays homage to the classic Cuban stick sold on the streets of Havana. Trinidad and Isia consists of a simple blend of Dominican filler leaves, Honduran binder, and Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper leaf. It's a Trinidad and Isia is a mixed filler cigar, which is also known as a Cuban sandwich style cigar, which means they use a mixture of both long and short leaf table leftovers, essentially. to keep the manufacturing costs down and maintain consistency. It's a fantastic cigar. I mean, I'm about halfway through for the money. I've had one of these prior, and it's living up to what I thought before. For right around $2 a cigar, it's not going to super impress you, but it's not going to disappoint you. It outperforms the $2 price tag, but for me, it's got a little bit of toasty. It's a mild cigar. It was a little bit bitter off the first couple draws, but that's evened out. Right now I'm in the second, third, and it's just simple and smooth. Great draw. It's got a lot of smoke. I like it. I think for, you know, JR cigars right now, I think the ring gauge on this one is 48 and the length is 7. So it's a longer cigar. JR has these right now for $41.99 for a bundle of 20. So a shade over $2 a cigar. If you get different sizes on these from Trinidad, you see as JR's got them for $34.99 for a bundle of 20. So now you're under that $2 mark. So, I mean, for that price, these are hand rolled. These are not machine rolled. So getting that for under $2, I think these are a buy all day long.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that you're in the second, third, because right before we started, I was talking about, you know, that it seemed like it was going to take like 3 hours to smoke this damn thing. And Paul was quick to tell me, no, that it was going to take much less time than that. I'm also in the second, third. I just got into the second, third, but that's a hell of a long ass cigar. It's 7 inches. That's a hell of a lot longer. I mean, usually I stick to about 5 inches, maybe 6, but that, because it has that smaller ring gauge, it does make it easier to smoke. And it is more of a medium than a mild for me, I think, but you know, it's not especially dark or anything like that, but it's not super light. It's well constructed and it's not really gone out unless I let it go out, but it's not burning ridiculously crooked or anything like that. The ash will hang on for as long as you let it. That's woodsy and creamy, and I dig it. It went really well with that whiskey. It went well enough that I had to pour the rest of the sample into my glass, partly because that whiskey was so fucking good and partly because it goes really well with the cigar, and I got a whole bunch of the cigar left, so why not go ahead and have some more of that whiskey. Good stuff. Jerry, how do you feel about it, bud?
Yeah, I was quite, I'm not as far along with you guys, but I'm quite surprised with it. I saw $2, and usually with cheap ones, it's not saying that they're all bad, but you kind of get like that single note, that just standard, just tobacco flavor. This one actually has some, like Paul said, some toastiness. I don't know if it's because of the whiskey, but I'm getting some kind of like sweetness with it, but it's not like a candy sweetness. It's just, it's contrast that toasty note. It's well constructed. There's no like hard spots in the cigar. It nice little give. There's no real soft spots. The cap is not falling apart, which happens to me with a lot of cheaper ones, just because it seems they just slap that on. The burn line, while not the straightest, it holds where it needs to be. I mean, it seems like it's catching up when it kind of falls down on one side. Great taste, great price. But yeah, it goes real well with this cigar, or this Rocket Top. And I'm excited to see how it goes with this Pours on Me for later, because I'm a big fan of that one. And it went well with the Old Forester too. So one of the reasons why I kind of suggested this one, I figured we got two bold rye whiskeys. Oops. Two bold rye whiskeys and a little bit of a medium, maybe a little bit lighter cigar. Figure that might pair well, and it sure does.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I mean, and like I said, can't impress upon the price. I mean, just for, you know, under $40, you can get 20 cigars thrown in your humidor. These are, I mean, I think the way this smokes, it would go good with obviously whiskey, but I mean, this would go great with coffee in the morning too. I mean,
that's just what I was just thinking.
It has that toasty, it's almost that, I get a little bit of that sweetness you were talking about, but for me, it's almost like a nutty sweetness it's evolving into.
Yeah.
And that to me just screams like, drink me with a cup of dark coffee. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't say enough as far as price. If these were $8, my review would probably be a little bit different, but
it's a great cigar overall. I still buy it for $8, but I probably wouldn't buy a bundle of 20. But for $40, I'm getting a bundle of 20.
Yeah, great price. Great price on those. Definitely worth the money. $2 on that versus $15 for some of the others that we've had on this show is it's a no-brainer for sure. So
yep.
Good stuff. Let's move on. Talk about this beer product. Now, we did try to have this on last week, and, well, technology failed us. But Paul sent this to me. Jerry already had some beard oil. So since you guys both had it, one of you guys tell us what we're talking about, and then I'll tell you what I think about this soap.
All right. Yeah, so we've been sampling now for the last 2 weeks. Royal Beardsman. They have, well, me and Jerry had some oils, and I also got a bar soap that I cut in half before when I opened it up and sent half of it to Adam to try. Royal Beardsman is $19.95 for a 2 ounce oil, $15.95 for a 2 ounce balm, and the bar soap is $7.95, which is a great price for that. And the 2 ounces are nice for the oil. A lot of companies will charge $20 for just 1 ounce, so it's nice to have 2 ounces, nice big bottle. You can also, before I move on to the scent, you can also get a sample pack of 11 4-milliliter samples for $24.95. So if you want to try a bunch of their scents, that's probably the way to go. And it's free shipping over $50. I went with a couple oils. One was called Dragon Spice. It's a woodsy blend of cinnamon and vanilla. I went with El Humidor, which is a sweet cigar blend with hints of honey, vanilla, and black pepper. And Vanguard, which is a cologne blend. I really like the oils. I only had the 3 samples, so I ran out pretty quickly. But I used all 3 of them up, and beard feels great. Face felt great. I really like the consistency of the oil. It's a little bit on the thinner side, which I tend to like. I'm not a big fan of thicker oils with a longer beard. I stand by that short beards go for thicker oils, and long beards should go for thinner oils. The ingredients are all natural, all good ingredients. What we want to look for: argan oil, jojoba oil, vitamin E, hemp seed, apricot kernel, squalene, avocado, and scent it with premium essential fragrance and oils. So they're doing good stuff, right? You know, what we want to see with the good ingredients, I should say. That carries through with their other products too. I checked on those as far as the balm, and they have a whole line of other shower and beard products that you can check out. I really like the scents. They were pleasant, not overpowering, but they did tend to stick around a little bit. I think it's because that lightness, it just kind of absorbs into your beard and kind of sticks around a little bit. The bar soap that Adam and I tried was a peppermint bar soap, which was a candy cane bar soap. They used peppermint, but it was candy cane. It smelled 100% and looked like a candy cane, but I really did like the actual soap. It lathered up well. It was easy to wash off. It didn't leave a film or a residue on my skin. The scent is probably not for everyone, but I don't mind candy canes. I kind of liked it a little bit. So I was overall impressed with these products. I liked them a lot. I'll be using them again.
Yeah. Let me get on before you talk about your candy cane dislike it.
Let me say what I got to say first. That's what I said I was going to do.
All right, go for it.
Yeah. Holy shit. It's like rubbing a candy cane on my face. It's not terrible if that's your thing. And if it's in the shower, you know, it's aerosolizing due to the heat and the water and all that. It's not bad. It doesn't stick around. So there's that. And it's not necessarily a beard soap.
No,
it is meant for more than just your beard, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there are a couple chemicals in here that I didn't particularly care for. One being titanium dioxide. It's got some adverse side effects, but the Red Lake 40 is, and that's just for the white dye, the white color. The Red Lake 40, which is for the red dye, you know, there's hyperactivity, behavioral changes like irritability and depression, allergic reactions, hives and asthma, sneezing, watery eyes, skin irritation, and migraines are all side effects of Red Lake 40. So if you have a sensitivity to either of those, you might want to steer clear of this. None of those side effects for either of those chemicals are necessarily fatal. In fact, the NIH says that there are no adverse effects like mortality or body weight changes or anything like that due to titanium dioxide. The CDC says that Red Lake 40 is safe despite the possible side effects, but it's just something to keep in mind. It also has lye in it, but all real soap, quote unquote, is going to have lye in it and has since the invention of soap. So that can be a possible skin irritant, but it's not really something that you really got to worry about, because you're interacting with lye all the time if you wash your hands or any of that. But the oils, I did get a chance to use finally, the oils that I think Jerry sent those to me. I did like those very much. And I'll let Jerry talk about the oils, but I will throw that out there that I did enjoy the oils.
Yeah. And just real quick, yeah. Jerry, before you get started. Yeah. Those chemicals you're talking about for the coloring, that is one thing that I wish not only this company, but other companies would do, especially in their bar soaps.
Yeah.
They're doing them to make them look pretty. I mean, it looks like a swirly candy cane. I mean, it's a white bar soap and it's got red swirled through it. I don't really care what it looks like. Make your package swirly white and red, and then, you know, sell it as that flavor. But then when I pop it out, it could be a brick of yellow. I don't care. As long as it has the scent and it does what it's supposed to do, leave those chemicals out. I mean, I get it. It's for the marketing. The box that it came in had a big hole cut in, you know, so you could see the actual bar of soap. You could see that white, red, swirly, so you knew what you were getting, you know, and smelled like a candy cane. Your eyes tell you that's what it smells like and that's what it looks like. But yeah, that's something that this company and a lot of others could leave out.
But to their credit, they did put it on the box and tell you what's in it, which some don't. So good on them for at least doing that.
These oils, big fan of. I went with Tortuga Bay, which is their bay rum scent, I'm a big fan of bay rum scents, and that's a good one. That one was one of the first ones that I finished. Went with the Shire, which is a cologne scent. It's like a date night cologne scent. Not one I'm using all the time, but it is nice for like if you're going on date night or if you want to smell nice and purdy, a nice clean scent with that one. Good for and Robinson. Then the Cavalier is probably my favorite. I smelt all the ones before sending them out to the guys, and this is the one I kept back before I let them pick which they wanted to choose or whatever. This is a warm vanilla, citrus, cinnamon, and then several light tones to build complexity. It's hard to explain exactly what this smells like, but it's fantastic. The scents stick around, not all day, but definitely a good 6 to 8 hours at least. Also, depending on what your activity is for that day. Beards felt great. Nice, soft, nice and like buttery, velvety, soft and smooth and all that good stuff that we're looking for. And the company itself, the guys that run it, seem to be doing some good things. It was established back in 2018. And it's kind of cool because it's a Florida-based company out of Spring Hill, which is, if you draw a line north of Tampa and west of Orlando, where those lines intersect, is basically Spring Hill. But they began as an effort to provide a better solution for premium, all-natural beard and grooming products, while striving to end a negative conception of keeping the beard out of the workplace. So it's two friends that have beards and then that started up. And then I think it looks like they brought two other buddies along. They want to basically make beards not a bad thing. I never saw beards as bad things, but some people do. The cool thing is their products, the website design, their labels and graphics, which is probably some of the best labeling or like the logos out there right now. Customers, everything is all in-house with their small group of friends there. So no outsourcing to India or anything like that. So yeah, great products. Great. Seems like great group of guys. Great pricing. Like Paul said, 2 ounce oils for $20 when other companies are doing 1 ounce oils for around that same price. Not saying that's a bad thing, but it's nice to get double the price or double the oil for the same price. So yeah. What else? That's about it. Great price, great products. Like I said, that logo with the bearded skull and the crown and everything, fucking awesome.
It's a kick-ass logo for sure.
Yeah. They got shirts and hats, and I'm tempted to grab some one of those because it's fucking sweet. But yeah, good stuff.
All right, guys. Well, I just poured the last pour of the show, so let's move on to this pour's on me. Just pour.
Let me pour it.
Jerry's got to pour it. Okay.
Say, let me pour it before I say what it is.
Yeah, this pour was provided by Jerry. So tell us what we got, buddy.
So I'd imagine, just like you guys, when I go out of town, especially to different states, one of the things I do is look for whiskey I can't get back here. Not saying I am looking for the allocateds, but I'm looking more for like local stuff. So October of last year, I was out in like the Chicago area. So I was looking for like a local whiskey, and what a better place than to jump into Binny's, which is a fantastic place. I wish I could live there. And of course I looked through the aisles, and at the end they had a nice little display of all their barrel picks. So eyes went there, and not only did I see a Binny's barrel pick, but it's also a Illinois. I don't want to mess people up. Whiskey. This is a Whiskey Acres Distill & Co. straight rye whiskey. It's a Binny's pick, barrel number 719, coming in at 119.8 proof, barreled on 8/15/2017. Like I said, I picked this up October of 2022, so it's probably about 5 years old, 4.5 years old. They have another barrel of this on their website now, and it goes for $60. And I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I picked it up for $50-$60. For me, if I find a small distillery barrel pick for around that price, it's usually a buy all day, especially when I've heard good things about these guys. We got a mash bill of 75 rye, 25 corn. Like I said, it's about $50-$60 for a barrel pick. So I cracked it that night and was a big fan of it.
Well, that is one regret that I have. I was in Chicago. I did not make it to Binny's. I did not make it to any liquor stores, which was my intention. Funny story. After the first night, I walk in, and I'm fucking exhausted. I had driven all the way to Chicago, which is a hell of a drive when it's raining and you're driving through Indiana. And for those that don't know, driving through Indiana is a fucking nightmare because, first of all, it's flat. There's nothing to look at. Second, 3-lane highways, and then truckers don't. I don't know about in other states. I don't even know about there. But I'll tell you, in Kentucky, the truckers have to stay in the right two lanes. They cannot use the leftmost lanes. These motherfuckers don't give a shit. They're in all three lanes. You're a teeny tiny fucking car or SUV like I drive, amidst all the fucking truckers, and they don't give a shit. And that's a nightmare in and of itself. Then we get there and we're going to all these places with these kids. I got an Uber. I went straight to the hotel. I got an Uber from the hotel to the Museum of Ice Cream, which is downtown in the Chicago Tribune building. But this motherfucker drove like Cruella de Vil, and then he dropped me off at the wrong fucking place. So I thought I was going to die. And then I had to find my way to where I was supposed to be, which was an experience. Chicago's fucking wild, man. You know, I'm a fairly conservative guy. I'm walking around Chicago in my cowboy boots and my American flag hat. And here's, you know, multicolored hair and all this all over the place, which is fine. You know, live your life. But it got real crazy when I noticed the amount of homeless folk that were just fucking everywhere talking to themselves, full conversations, like they were sitting at a banquet dinner or at a banquet table talking to 50 people, whatever. It was insane. It was absolutely insane. But at the end of the night, you know, obviously I like whiskey. That's why we do this. And that's what I'm thinking about. You know, I've been walking around with 70 something kids all fucking day. I'm exhausted from going to from here to there and doing all these things and whatever. There was a bar in the hotel. I stopped on my way to my room and asked, we got there at 9:30. What time do you close? He said 10. I thought that was a little early for Chicago, but whatever. It was a suburb. I don't even remember what the fuck it was called. Something Burr or burr something. I don't remember. Anyway, I put my shit up. I made sure that my daughter and her three roommates were good to go. They were in their room, tape on the doorway so that they couldn't leave. You know, they're fifth graders. They're told to stay in their room. I went straight down to the bar, sat down. One of the other adults that was on the trip came over. Now, I wasn't there as a chaperone. I was there just as a parent. I was going to be a chaperone, but because I drove myself, because I had to be back early yesterday, I couldn't be a chaperone. So this person was the school nurse or the nurse on the trip. I don't know if she's the school nurse, but she was the nurse on the trip. She asked me on my way out. She said, what time did they say they closed? I told her 10 o'clock. So I go downstairs. She's already sitting at the bar talking to this couple there. And she goes, he's with us. We've just been walking around with 70 something kids all night long. She orders a drink. I order a drink. The principal saw her do it. And she comes over and gets right up in her ear and goes, I can't allow you to do that. She goes, just give me a Sprite. She was not happy. Now, I walked over because I was having trouble with my key. And the principal looked at me and goes, I'm not your boss. I can't tell you. I'm aware. I'm not a chaperone. I'm not part of the administration of the school or anything like that. So I went and had my drink. That poor woman, she couldn't do it. I felt bad. So I do regret not getting to Benny's. I do regret not getting to any liquor stores or anything like that. Cause I do hear Benny's has great picks. Our good friend Mike is talking about it quite a bit. And our good friend Jay as well. But, you know, at least I did get to have some. I had a bullet. I had two doubles. And actually, there were these two guys that walked in. They were linemen. One of them was from Tennessee. They live up there. You know, shout out to those guys. They bought me my second double, but I gave them some deep dish pizza. Or we, I should say, one of the guys I was with, we gave them some deep dish pizza. He bought my second double. I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, Jerry, what is this? What is this delightful thing that I'm smelling? It smells great.
It's a lot of things that you could smell.
Well, what are they all emanating from? What is the liquid?
It's Whiskey Acres, straight rye whiskey picked by Benny's, coming in at 119.8.
Oh, yeah, there's some proof on that for sure. Wow. Bubblegum, oak, honey, citrus, whiskey, because it went up my nose. Definitely get the rye in there, some tea. Lots of tea once I picked that note out. That's pretty much all I can smell now. What about you guys?
Yeah, for me, it nose is hot. You definitely know you're drinking, you know, your nose in 120 proof or more. But I poured this earlier. I wanted to have a little taste because I don't think I've had anything from Whiskey Acres before. And immediately I put my nose in the glass and I was like, whoo. So I poured this tonight about 10 minutes ago, let it open up a little bit. And there's a sweetness there. That's like unexpected for, you said this was 75-25, right? No corn in this?
Yeah, 75 rye, 25 corn.
Okay, well, there, I thought, yeah, so there's a sweetness there that's definitely from the corn. I mean,
yeah,
it's like, it's that bubblegum caramel right up front, but then there's that minty tea, like you were getting, that's coming from that rye on the nose, but it definitely needs to sit in the glass for a few minutes before you stick your nose in it, because...
Yeah, you got to let that ethanol get out of there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But on the nose, yeah, it's real complex.
I had nice minty tea, a little bit of, like, coffee, something like that in there. But I'm also picking up, again, I don't know if it's just today or whatever, because I don't remember picking it up before, but I'm getting apple again towards the back end.
Yeah. I do get it. Actually, I do get the apple now that you said that, yeah.
So it's... tea and toffee and vanilla and apple. It might sound weird, but it goes together. Nice. Very nicely.
Ooh. Got a really nice color to it too.
Yeah.
But that is
and
beautiful.
53 gallon Kelvin Cooperage Char 3. They put it on the bottom, their label.
And got legs for days. Like, that shit doesn't even run at all down the glass. It just hangs out. Now, the palate is, for me, it tastes like sweet tea that was sweetened with honey.
lemon and honey. That's what I'm getting.
I get the lemon. Yeah.
Like there's a lemon honey sweetness to it, but it's very minty, rye forward. It does drink hot. For me, there's no misconstruing that this is over, right around 120 or more. You're drinking high proof, but it's not off-putting in any way. But that mint jumps out again, right, for me. But there's that honey lemon tea note, the kind of great mouthfeel. It's oily as hell. It finishes a little bit into a sweet, leathery oak. Nice, long finish. Feel on the sides of my tongue. It just lingers. It's a good pour.
Yeah, I only get the mint on the palate, and I only get it when I close my mouth and breathe back into my mouth. If you can imagine me actually closing my mouth, because we all know that I'm long-winded as shit and have a problem with closing my fucking mouth. But if I close my mouth and breathe back into my mouth, that's when I actually get the mint. Otherwise, I don't get it at all. But this is one of the better ryes that I've had of late. And I don't know if I can get this here, but if I can, I'm going to split that bottle three ways and send it your guys' way so that we all have some more of this, because this is great.
I don't know what their distribution is, but Whiskey Acres, they got just their standard bourbon, a bottled and bond, a 7-year, which I'm pretty sure just came out fairly recently. Just a standard rye, their bottled and bond rye. Then they have an artesian series. The first one that came out was Blue Popcorn. And then they had a Bloody Butcher. And then now they have a cask finish series, which the first one was a Takoji, however you want to say that one. And then, of course, they have a vodka. But yeah, I've heard good things about these guys. And when I saw it and I saw it was a barrel pick and it was decent price, I had to get it. But yeah, that even now, still getting that minty lemon tea. Get a little bit of like a cocoa powder-ish note in there, and then more apple in there. But yeah, that finish is nice and long. Great flavors. Actually, while we were talking about it, I did some searching and I did find this barrel on Benny's. It is sold out. It was on sale for $49.99, originally $59.99. And their notes was on the nose is butterscotch candies with mint, vanilla toffee, milk chocolate almonds, and cinnamon powder on apple butter. The palate is dark chocolate, mint flavors lead as clove and cinnamon powder covered apple butter. Cinnamon powder covered apple butter grow with intensely underneath alongside vanilla toffee. The finish is chewy and nicely layered with almonds covered in chocolate and mint lasting longest.
Yeah, I don't get the almonds. I don't get the chocolate, but that's a bit of a mouthful with that description there. But
the cinnamon powder covered apple butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very,
I got the apple. I don't know if I got apple butter.
I don't get cinnamon at all, but that's fine. Everybody's palate's different. Right. And it's nice to have a guy.
It don't matter what we taste and smell. This shit's fantastic.
That's exactly right. It doesn't matter if we agree with their notes either, where we're going to have our own, but it is really fucking good. Does it say, hold on a minute. On the nose, after I nosed it again, I kind of got a Christmassy cinnamon buttery note, not necessarily a cinnamon butter, but kind of the two in a Christmas stuff. Does that make sense? Like a Christmas spice, cinnamon buttery type situation. Does it say who distilled this? Did you cover that up?
They distill it.
Oh, they do. Okay.
On their website, I was not super familiar with this brand, and their big tagline is seed to spirit. Sounds like they grow everything pretty much that they use, and it's all right there on their farm, their distillery.
Very cool. It's in DeKalb, Illinois. I guess that's how you pronounce it, or maybe it's DeKalb. I don't know if you pronounce the L or not. I don't know where the fuck it is.
Illinois is weird with putting an S at the end and not pronouncing it. Yeah.
Well, I think it may be a French word. And if so, French that gives you all the weird you need to know. if you're French and you can hear my voice, that's my opinion and my opinion only, but it's true. So you're welcome.
So they are on seal box. So if you are in a state that can be shipped to, they say Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Washington, D.C., Florida, Georgia, Illinois, they say Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Missouri, New Jersey, New Mexico, New Hampshire, New York, Rhode Island, South Carolina, and Wyoming. I know there was a back and forth with seal box and laws and stuff about shipping to a couple states, but that's what Whiskey Acres is saying. Otherwise, it looks like it's just, I put in Lexington just to see if I could find it around Adam. And it's saying the closest stores are in Illinois. So I'm wondering if it's only in Illinois minus buying online.
Well, I know that Seal Box used to be able to ship to Kentucky and then things changed.
Yeah.
And like they couldn't, and then they could, and then they couldn't.
And then they couldn't. Yeah.
The last time that I've checked with them a couple times and it's been a while. So the last time that I checked with them, they couldn't still. But I haven't checked with them in some months. So right now, I'm going to write an email and see if they have possibly been able to get that happening again. Because it is convenient. And they do have some good shit on there that I can't always get.
Yeah, so right now, April 14th, it's a Sunday. Right now on Seal Box, they have their Bottled and Bond Rye, their Bottled and Bond Bourbon. And then they're just standard straight rye whiskey. Everything else, the cash finishes, the blue popcorn, the 7-year, and their standard bourbon is sold out on Seal Box. But they do have the rye and the Bottled and Bond bourbon, which is bad because I'm going to want to try some of these. And I do not need to spend more money on whiskey.
I would like to try their bourbon, to be honest with you. I mean,
yeah.
We all say that, Jerry. We've been saying it for years.
From the sounds of it, we've all three of us have been pretty good so far this year.
Yeah.
There's been some purchases, but not as many as it's been.
Right. And I mean, I'm used to buying multiple bottles. I'm sorry. There's a child that randomly opened his window and screamed weird things and then closed the window and went away. But yeah. I'm used to buying multiple bottles multiple times throughout the month. And
yeah,
I only get paid once a month at the end of the month. So that's definitely a deciding factor in my ability to buy. But I have tried to scale that back, as have we all. And you're right. I think we've done a pretty good job of doing that, considering how much we usually do buy. But these are amazing, and if I have them all available to me, there's a good chance that I'll buy them. So I do want to try the bourbon, but I definitely want to get my hands on the rye, especially if they offer it at the higher proof. I know this is a pick, so good on you for being able to get it. That also sucks because, you know, once those are gone, they're gone, and that's it.
Well, like I said, Benny's does have another. It's a different barrel, but they do have another pick, and it's, if I remember correctly, it was just 119 proof right on the dot. So, and we do know people in and around that area. So
we do. And but here's one thing about
standard their standard rye is 87 proof, which isn't bad. I'm always down for a lower proof rye to get started with the night.
Sure. I get that. But I like to myself personally, I like to jump in with both feet. Just grab the highest proof and take off running. I'm not really a low proofer, but one thing that I noticed about this, and Paul mentioned the mouthfeel, that has a warming, soft, velvety situation that you just want to go back for more every time. So really, really good. Thank you for this. That's an amazing pour. Hopefully we can find some more, make that happen again. And it sounds like there's a massacre happening across the street right now. Like I keep hearing women and children and men, like they're all screaming. It sounds like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is happening directly across the street. So On that note, I think that that finishes up another episode of Bourbon Beers and Belvederes. And you can find all of these products at their websites, or, you know, hopefully at a local store near you. You can find Redwood Empire at redwoodempirewhiskey.com. You cannot find this Trinidad Isia at a specific website. You can find it at several. You can find it at jrcigars.com. No problem. You can find these beer products at royalbeardsman.com. And you can find this week's This Pours on Me at whiskeyacres.com. You can find us at bourbonbeardsandbelvederes.com, on Instagram at bourbonbeardsandbelvederes. You can find us on TikTok at BURBN Beards Belvederes, because TikTok is stupid and won't let us have the handle that we want because it has too many characters, quote unquote. You can also find us on all major platforms. I know Google is shutting down their podcast platform, or it is shut down. So you can find us on, you know, Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Podcast Addict. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, on and on and on. The possibilities are endless. And yeah, so keep on drinking, keep on smoking, do your beard thing. And until next week, cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Bourbon Beards and Belvederes is produced by Adam Bolden, Paul Rousseau, and Jerry Ullman. Editing by Adam Bolden. Music by Ryan Johnson. You can find the links to all our social media accounts on our website at bourbonbeardsandbelvederes.com. As always, enjoy your bourbon and cigars responsibly. Cheers!